ના ઉદય નહીં થવાના.
રામોને શ્રી ચુડાયા ને નવમાં આવણી હોય છે.
And we are believing God that God sent a revival to Zambia.
Amen.
A revival of the Word.
Yes.
A building the Word of God within you. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
As Brother Musa was talking, about spreading out here and there.
That's
what God ordained. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation chapter
10,
verse 11,
John 11,
said that we must prophesy again.
Amen.
For all people, nations, and tongues. I want to speak on the Holy Ghost. I want to speak on the Holy Ghost and the day of Pentecost. And in the other meetings, we want to bring it on. The same message. But I want to speak on the Holy Ghost. Now, the Holy Ghost came first on the day of Pentecost. That was to the Jews. But the Holy Ghost came for the Gentiles. And that was in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. When Peter went to
Cadiz
and began to bring to the Gentiles. God sent the same Holy Ghost that He set upon the Jews to begin with. So, we're going to be dealing with that. The Jews in the Word of God is known as the bread. It ties out perfectly down in Egypt with Joseph.
Amen.
Joseph got a Gentile bride. Being a type of Christ.
Amen.
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 His brethren came to him later.
Hallelujah.
I want you to notice that Joseph was with his brothers to begin with. He was sold into slavery. And taken into
Egypt.
And while there, he received a Gentile bride.
Came down into Egypt.
And he revealed himself to
them.
They already had a bride. And she was a Gentile bride.
Amen.
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 Now there's two people identified in the Word of God. The Jews and the Gentiles.
Amen.
The Jews and the Gentiles.
Amen.
And the Jews is Christ's
bread.
And that's whom the Holy Ghost came to on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
The bride did not start on the day of
Pentecost.
The Holy Ghost started on the day of Pentecost. And the Gospel started on the day of
Pentecost.
But it came to the Jews. And the 12 apostles were for the Jews. But God didn't forget the Gentiles. He raised up a man named Paul.
Chapter 11, verse 2.
Chapter 11, verse 2.
Paul said, I have espoused you, are engaged in Christ.
Wanga kuchindamu una kuchungwata kuri Kristo.
But the marriage didn't take place then.
Wabo ikupatikacho na kutena.
The church fell away. And went into seven church ages. But God said, I will restore.
Hallelujah.
And that was the Gentile bride that was
engaged.
And it's a Gentile bride in this end time that's
going to
be married to Christ.
That's
what I'm grateful. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I feel it this morning. I'm glad to be a Gentile. We were identified as dogs. And the lower class, by the Jewish nation, but that's who God came to take out of life.
Amen.
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 Even when the Gentile woman came to Christ, desiring healing for her child, Jesus told her, shall we take the children bread and give to God?
Amen.
The woman said, nay, but the dog desired her from the fall from the
master's
table.
Praise
God.
Amen.
And she got what she came to Jesus for. Although the covenant wasn't known to the Gentiles yet, God's grace overrode. And she got what she wanted. Because she came with the right attitude.
Amen.
And Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6,
6 through 9,
he said, some of you were those, some fornicating, some idolaters, and gave a long list of what we were. He said, but now you're washed. Now you're clean. Now you're justified. By the blood of Jesus Christ. And the Spirit of our God.
Amen.
God took the Gentiles from the guttermost and made them
yellowmost.
I'm glad to be a Gentile. I praise God for our brethren, the Jews. But there's a vast difference between a brother and a wife.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Anything my wife wants, she comes to me and she gets it. I can give it. For instance, if I had a car, my wife said, I like this car. I said, it's yours. Now, my brother comes to me and
say,
I like this car. I said, give me some.
Amen.
So there's a difference in a wife and a
wife.
time.
Said, we have left all and followed you, what shall we have
done?
Jesus told him, you that have followed me here, this is Matthew chapter 19. Said in the regeneration, or in the
millennium,
said you will sit on 12 thrones and judge the 12 tribes of
Israel.
But the bride's all over the world. His brethren made up of the nation
Israel.
The brethren made up of the nation Israel, and the bride's made up of all nations. Now, we talk about the day of Pentecost. The Pentecost, the day. It was a Jewish feast day. Has nothing to do with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the Spirit of God within you.
Amen.
Pentecost is a day.
Yes.
Faith is a feast day.
Amen.
And it wasn't a feast day for the Gentiles. It's a feast day for the Jews. And that just happened to be the day that God ordained to pour out the gift of the Holy Ghost. Because there was Jews there from all the other nations. They'd come into the city of Jerusalem to celebrate the day of Pentecost. This wasn't a Gentile feast day, it was a Jewish feast day.
Amen.
So God chose that day to pour out the Holy Ghost. That's when it became known as the Pentecostal blessing. It wasn't the day. It was what came on that day.
Hallelujah. What did God do? He did stop the bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now let's read the Word of God. That's what I'll be dealing with along in the next few days. Amen. I believe you're going to be blessed and lifted up. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Jews
came to Jerusalem to celebrate. And while they were there, God poured out the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Thus the Holy Ghost became known as the Pentecostal blessing. And those that believe in the Holy Ghost and speaking in tongues become known worldwide as Pentecostal church. Amen. Almost all churches that speak in tongues are known as Pentecostal. And that's because of the day of Pentecostal. That's when God poured the Holy Ghost out. Hallelujah. So God gave us the same thing that he gave to Jesus. So we can share in that Pentecost. Now it was a few years after Pentecost before the Gentiles began to receive the Holy Ghost. So let's read further here. The day of Pentecost is fully come, that's verse 1. Verse 2. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as fire, and set upon each of them. Now this is the first time, and the only time, that we have record that the Holy Ghost came in this manner. In other words, there was a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house.
Amen.
And then there was a licks of fire on each one of them. Instead of the pillar of fire like it was in the Old Testament. Amen. The pillar of fire went
back,
showing that Christ has divided himself to each one of us.
Amen. He gives
each one a portion. In the Old Testament, when God came among us, usually the pillar of fire was over the prophet. From the smallest to the greatest, they all got the same thing.
Amen.
It was
fire
in the church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the Jew first, and also to the Gentiles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm glad to be part of this.
Amen.
God gave Paul a revelation. And God has connected us to the Abrahamic covenant and made us part of the family of God. Ephesians chapter 2:3. Amen. That we and the Jews, God connected the Gentiles to that stream of life, to that blessing God gave
Abraham.
And we become not strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens of the house of They were blind. They were blinded in part, Romans 11:25. I'm telling you, take out a Gentile.
Or a Gentile.
To the time of the Gentiles.
Amen.
Take the bride home. He reaped the next ear
home. Why did you not reap
the prophets go to ear
home?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So God connects us to the family of God. He gets the bride out. He reconnects in the
road.
Takes a ride to
glory.
And then the gospel goes right back there, glory to
you.
And the Savior is the
name.
Amen. Now, know it's on the day of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost came as a mighty rushing
wind.
And the pillar of fire separated and set upon each one. Everyone in that upper room. 120 in all. Amen. They got part of that pillar of fire. They got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then the gospel was with Israel for the first few years. In Acts chapter 11, we'll read that in just a minute. In Acts chapter
11,
they said that Jews went everywhere preaching the gospel. But only to the Jews. In God's plan, He ordained to bring this to the Gentiles. To get a people for His bride. Therefore, in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul, who was Saul at that time, in the 9th chapter of the book of Acts, Paul on the way to
Damascus,
to persecute those that believe in Jesus, God struck him down. Hallelujah. God told him, arise. And Paul asked him, what would you have me do, Lord? God told him, arise, go into the city.
From Damascus.
And he would be told him what to do. I was praying about coming over here. And that scripture came to me. Where God told Paul, arise, go into the
mountains.
It'll be told me. Came up on
Egypt.
And this is the first time and the last time, as we say it, that the Holy Ghost came in this man. God wanted to be sure that the Holy Ghost had come. Now verse 4 of Acts chapter 2.
No, it's not 4,
it says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak the tongues, other tongues as the Spirit gave them up. Verse 5, very important. It says, and there were dwelling at Jerusalem Jews. Everybody say Jews.
Jews.
And I was dwelling at Jerusalem, Jews.
Amen.
Coming to the Gentiles
yet.
But God gives us the same thing as gave to the Jews, so it
don't matter.
Amen.
Amen.
It costs the blessing. Though I wasn't a Jew. I weren't even that convinced at that, but I got it anyway. Amen.
Amen.
So there were Jews dwelling at Jerusalem, devout men out of every nation under the heaven. The Jews that have been scattered to all nations. They came into Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. Now that was a strange thing about the Jews. They learned the language of the nation from which they were. If those that were gathered in all nations, they knew the language of that nation from which they came.
Amen.
All right, when they begin to speak in tongues on the day of Pentecost, that was a special miracle about the coming of
the
That was a special miracle about them speaking in other tongues. Because these Jews that had came in from all nations heard them speak in their own language.
Amen.
The one that was doing the speaking, it was other tongues to them. But to those Jews that was gathered from all nations, they was in their language and type. That's God coming to get a people out of Jews. They were his brethren. The Gentiles had nothing to do with it at this time. It was all
forever.
God confirmed the promise that he made to
Abraham.
Now notice the Jews gathered in from all nations. And again, notice it was Jews, not Gentiles. Alright, let's get verse 6 then. And when this was noise abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Amen.
Very marvelous what nation he was from.
Amen.
kamu pakaswirira muntu amuntu mumulaga wagwe.
Mumuntu
nga wamba kuti ejagambyacakaica muno wapende.
Well, if you got exactly like they did on the day of Pentecost, when you spoke to them, they understood what you were saying.
Amen.
And the one that was speaking, it was unknown tongue. But to this fellow over here from another nation,
give
on a testimony that Jesus Christ is good. And they understood every word of it. And they didn't need an interpreter. Of all the ones that were speaking in tongues, there was somebody in the congregation. There was somebody in the
multitude.
To them, it was not known to them.
The one that
was speaking, it was not known
to them.
I'd rather speak in an unknown tongue. But you can understand every word. But
to me,
it's an unknown tongue. Because of the different people in the congregation. To me, all three of them was talking in tongues. But the people here was rejoicing over here. That's different from the interpreter. What I
say.
They were hearing it in their own language. They had different dialects. Different languages, yeah. But I didn't know any of them. But they could understand me, the interpreters could. And they would speak in tongues to their people. And the Bible says there are other tongues. To me, when I said a word, there were three guys talking in tongues. But they were
speaking
to the one that heard. They heard exactly every word that was said.
Hallelujah.
That's what happened on the day of Pentecost. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. They were understanding. But the Gentiles weren't
there.
The Gentiles never came to a Jewish feast
day.
Only the Jews came to their feast
day.
God had something for them when they got like
that.
Well, I'll tell you something. God's got something for you today. He never lets us down. Amen. Amen. We'll go the next 2-3 days on some of these things. Lord's willing. And when we get through, amen, we're going to see this in a different light. You're
going
to see how special the bride is. Hallelujah. And God's bride is his own people, so he can take you.
Leza, what you need to do is to
take your own people. That's what the Romans says. 11th chapter, they were blinded until he took out
a people. But they won't see again.
I'm talking about Israel, they're going to see again. They'll ask him, where did you get these wounds in your hand? He'll say, in the house of my friend. The gospel is going back there.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Brother, if I get too fast, boy, you have to slow down.
I think I'm going to walk out of the conversation.
Amen.
All right. Notice there were Jews out of every nation. And the Holy Ghost came. And they began to speak in other tongues. Everybody say other tongues. Other than the mother tongue there at Jerusalem. Amen.
Amen.
Now, let's read verse 6 here again. This was noise brought the multitude came together. And were confounded. Notice how this read now, because that every man heard them speak in his own language.
Amen.
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 Did you get like it did on the day of Pentecost? We got the same thing. And I speak in tongues. But a lot of times nobody understands me when I
speak in
tongues. It's unknown tongues. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. In order for someone to understand, you'll need an interpreter.
Amen.
Paul spoke in tongues. He said, thank God I speak in tongues more than you. He said, nevertheless, when I'm teaching, I'd rather speak 5 words and understand than 10,000 in unknown tongues. Suppose I get up here and preach for an hour in an unknown tongue. You'd go home and say, that guy's lost. Amen. But we're here for the edification of the body of Christ. Unless you understand, you can't be edified. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Holy Ghost gives you understanding. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now let's read the verse 7.
I think you should have said
it. It says, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, behold, are not all these Galileans? Now the amazing thing about it, why they were all amazed, they all spoke in the regular Jewish language. The Galilean language. They're in Galilee what they spoke. They spoke in the mother tongue. They were just common people. Knew nothing about the language of these other nations. And the reason they were amazed and they were shocked, these folks can't talk my language. The only thing they know is the Jewish language. But here they are speaking my language.
Amen.
Amen. It's a miracle of God. Amen. They understood what they were saying. And let's read one more here.
I just want to know him, my son.
Amen. That was the Jews out of every nation, man.
Their
own language was being understood. Although the one was good speaking, it was other tongues to them. They were just saying something like this. That these folks ever spoke the language
of God.
It was the Holy Ghost using them. And I'm telling you here today, and the Holy Ghost can use you. So God made no difference of whether they're male or female. In the kingdom, that would be the male or female. But in the human realm, there is. There's nine spiritual gifts of the Holy Ghost. He doesn't care if you're male or female. When you give out the nine spiritual gifts, amen. But when you give out the ministering gifts, that's five of those. The five ministering offices, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Ephesians chapter 4 says he gave these gifts to men. He specifies men. But the nine other gifts, they're for any member of the church. God made a difference in the covenant in the New Testament. In the Old Testament, a woman was more or less a second class citizen. She could become one with just one man many times. That was Solomon. He had about 1,000 wives. David had many wives. And none the women could say anything about. They were all his wives. But in the New Testament, it's different. God showed him lift woman back up from the fall.
kwa leza waito ndeha muka intu.
Lift the woman back up.
Ate baba sonya mpura muka intu no kunto laze la mchana.
See, in the Garden of Eden, the woman fell.
Ate kwa muka intu alo waka kukiswa kuzazi mpaka bete kutula tuwamu tukute kwa avole mchimo mchana winga.
Because she listened to the serpent, became one with him in the flesh.
Kama wakuti baba antu owe imwana muka intu niba swana niba bas
the serpent was a little lower than man. So he became one with the serpent before she did
that.
That was a Cain bone. So God had to make two covenants, one for the man and one for the woman. Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, that's right.
Genesis chapter 3, chapter 16, if we answer.
Okay?
Amen.
To the woman, he told her, the man shall rule over thee. But to the man, he said, you're going to have to earn your living by the sweat of your body. Why? Because he lost the serpent as his servant. So that's
the
way it went throughout the Old Testament. That's why Solomon married 1,000 wives. Or 700 in those concubines you were using for wives. Okay, but in the New Testament it's different. Christ got one bride.
Yes,
when Paul wrote the apostle to the Gentiles, he told the man, he said, you don't have authority over your body but the woman. And told the woman that she had authority over the man had authority over I'm speaking here of the relationship between man and wife. Amen.
Amen.
In the New Testament, a man can only become one with one woman.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not talking about those times when they might have married the wrong one, or a divorce might have took place or something.
Amen.
In the world we're living in, we make our mistakes. And things happen.
Is it just that chica?
That we didn't intend
to happen.
And sometimes another marriage does take place.
Amen.
Amen.
But in the original, it's one man, one woman.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. If there hadn't been a fall, there'd never been a divorce. But neither would there been a death.
Amen.
Amen. Neither would there be any sinner. That's why Jesus said it wasn't so at the beginning. But we're not at the beginning, we're after the beginning.
Right?
But the point being here is this. In the New
Testament,
if you're married to a woman, you took her as your wife, and you start trying to make eyes at another woman, that woman got it right. I don't know about her. She got right all
kinds of
by the time. Keep your eyes in the right place.
God's
blessing. That's why Paul meant when he said man had no authority over his body, because he pledged his
woman.
You pledge yourself to her. She pledged herself to you. You made a covenant. Now here's the point here. Amen. Christ has pledged himself to us. And he's not floating around with a denominational woman.
Amen.
He's not saying this is my wife here. But I like this other woman over here. No, he's praising that wife. But you've got one with him. And he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll never leave you in. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you see, at the time Jesus resurrected, God wanted to show a great truth. That Eve sold a woman out. But Mary bought her back.
Maria
Mary bought her back.
Mary bought her back.
Eve became one with a serpent.
And
a lower creature. But Mary became one with a whole creature. God spoke to Adam and gave him charge of the earth. So in the conqueror, and all those things, before he ever created
Eve,
when he created Eve as part of
Adam.
But the leadership was in
Adam.
Christ has made us his body, his wife. But the leadership's in Christ.
All
that he's the head of the church.
Why do you buy?
since you're one with him, you can't become one with the denomination. That's what Eve done. She became one with the denomination. Eve thought she could be one with the denomination, one with Adam, too. She thought she could be one with the serpent and be one with
Adam.
Amen. But she was a seed of God. She became one with the serpent only in the physical sense. Hallelujah. Her spirit, the serpent spirit, never did link together. Because she was never in the serpent. She was in Adam. God created the body for her, took from Adam and Eve. And God took all those feminine attributes out of Adam. And put them in Eve. Therefore, she became a beautiful wife. But the old servant said, I'm not going to have this. The devil got in him and enticed him. And anointed him, and he beguiled Eve. 2 Corinthians 11:2. And she became one with him in the flesh. But think about it, she didn't stay with the serpent.
Revelation 11, here come two prophets.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
They're going to begin to apologize to Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, I couldn't see you. I'm sorry, Lord, I didn't see it. He's
going to
say, that's all right, I got it. Hallelujah. And then he'll turn back and redeem Israel again. Israel will be in that geographical area.
Israel,
even in the millennium.
There
are 12 apostles. They're going to sit on 12 thrones. Judging 12 tribes of Israel. Now, when God came to the Gentiles, Jesus Christ didn't come in one in his bodily
person.
But he raised up a man.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.
A
man named Paul. Paul said, I've suffered in my body. That which is not human suffering Christ. For his body's sake. Paul dedicated himself to God. Being an apostle to the Gentiles. That Paul was absolutely Christ's spokesman. Christ incarnated himself into Paul, and Paul got out there preaching. He was totally dedicated. That sometimes he didn't know if it was him or the Lord talking, you know. He was so dedicated to
Jesus.
He was that apostle to the Gentiles. To introduce a Gentile bride to Christ. To get her engaged. Therefore, God restored back the ministry in this last day for God to be a apostolic ministry. The pick right up where Paul left off. Paul only got engaged. And the church fell away and went to the
dark.
He said, restore the back. And when he does, there will be a marriage to take place. Revelation chapter 19 says his wife. Revelation 19, 7 through 9 says, hallelujah.
Amen.
His wife has made herself ready.
God,
and she will be just as righteous as Jesus is righteous. Because Christ gives her his righteousness. He takes her sins and gives her his righteousness. Rather we get the best of the trade.
Amen.
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 Amen. Alright, let me get a little more on Acts 2 here. Amen. We're going to get just as sure as the world. We're going to get something real good before
we go. Because
we're going to get in here, amen, and show the bride and let you see without doubt how that he loves you and he come to you and he cut the blood and all.
Let
me tell you something. Joseph was down in Egypt with his wife many years before his brother came. He had a beautiful Gentile wife.
Jewish. Amen.
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 Pentecostals strictly for the Jews. The Gentiles have nothing to do with it. They have no part.
Amen.
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 Amen. But I'm glad that's not the end of the story. Because when the Holy Ghost comes to the Gentiles a few years later, Peter said, can any man forget what? But it's all right to say I got committed. But you can sum it all up, say I received the Holy Ghost. Amen. Because the same Holy Ghost that came on the day of Pentecost came in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts. A few years later, yet the same Holy Ghost fell on the end. And you know what? He got his household and friends, and we'll get over, we'll go over there. Amen. While Peter preached the word of God, the Holy Ghost came. Peter said, can any man forget water that these
people?
The commandment of me baptized in the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So you believe the Holy Ghost is
coming.
Jesus Christ coming back to the church. He's getting us ready so that he can come back in the form of the mighty angel of Revelation 10, which he had.
Amen.
Then to the Gentiles, when he comes back, Revelation chapter 10, he got the little book in his hand. Amen.
Amen.
He said, go prophesy to all nations, kindred and tongues. Once you read that word, and if you've got an appetite for it, before we leave here, you're going to be eating. And when you get through eating, you can prophesy. That word prophesy in Revelation chapter 10 means deep revelational preaching. That's Revelation 10, verse 11. When they eat the little book,
You don't see a thing.
That's what I said in Angelica. He came back, I saw my angel come
down.
He's spiritual. Alright,
then
he's got something in his hand. A spiritual angel is not going to have a natural book in his hand. Listen
to
this now. A spiritual angel is not coming down to heaven with a natural book in his hand. Amen. It's the spiritual spoken word. Let me show you how this word can close. Paul came. There was no covenant to the Gentiles. When this gospel came to the Gentiles, they needed a word. They need the message from Christ. Christ wasn't going to come back here to do it. But he had a man. Apostle Paul.
Apostle Paul.
To the Gentiles. And they needed many
answers.
So they asked Paul, what's going to happen when Jesus comes
back?
I will show you how Paul spoke. He said, this is where it's going to be. He said, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. Read and watch him say something here that's never been written. Paul said, then we which are alive and remaining are
going
to be changed in a moment, twinkling eyes. Well, did you know that if you read the whole Bible, you'll not find that written anywhere. One read have all spoken. It was spoken word for the early church. That's what God's given us now. I believe he restored the fivefold ministry in that apostolic office stand right here. To bring a message, get Christ married. The church and the church married. It's not a one-way street. Amen. She's got to say yes.